Please turn your attention to the mound
for my ceremonial first pitch.
Called tonight by Cody Combo. Throwing out tonight's first pitch is Monica, representing Bingo Family Dentistry. Bingo Family Dentistry is honoring Monica with the first pitch because she exemplifies the qualities of their best patients, being a partner in her oral health. Monica never misses a visit, follows her treatment recommendations, and always brushes and flosses. All right, Monica, show us your arm. Here we go. Great job. That's Monica. Bingo Family Dentistry.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welke, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back out to McCormick Field in gorgeous Asheville, North Carolina. And game two of this six-game series and a two-week road trip as your Brooklyn Cyclones 28-21 in the second half, 56-58 overall, take on the Asheville Tourists 20-29 in the half and 46-64 on the season. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:35 scheduled first pitch tonight. Brooklyn trying to find a way to dust themselves off the mat after arguably their most disappointing loss, not only of the season, but in recent memory, a 7-run lead, 9-2, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. But Asheville, a run in the sixth, a run in the fifth, a run in the sixth, a run in the eighth, and then 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth to walk it off and defeat Brooklyn 10-9. It was Miguel Palma with the walk-off 2-run single in the bottom of the ninth inning after Tommy Sacco and Michael Sandel went back-to-back to pull Asheville within one through the first 3 batters of the ninth inning. But a lot of credit belongs to Chris Newell and the Cyclones coaching staff. Why is that, you ask, after a gut-wrenching defeat last night? Well, after a loss like that with only 17 games left to play, you'd figure the team would be hanging their heads maybe a little bit more than you would normally expect, especially so late into this season, less than 3 full weeks left in the regular campaign. But if you were on the Brooklyn team bus and you were around the cage during batting practice or just around the hotel lobby earlier this morning, you'd have never known that Brooklyn dropped that contest last night. Not in the sense that everyone doesn't care about how the result factored into yesterday's game, but more along the lines of knowing can't do anything about it now. It's in the past. The only thing the team can focus on and take care of is what is ahead of them, and that is the final 17 games of the regular season. Unfortunately, Brooklyn, in all intents and purposes, 2 games behind Jersey Shore with 17 to play. They're only 1 in the standings behind them, but the Blue Claws hold the tiebreaker against Brooklyn as a result of winning not only the season series, but the second half series against the Cyclones. So that mindset that this Cyclones team and coaching staff has coming into play here tonight is only going to benefit them, not only today, but throughout the rest of the season, because that's really what you need to do in order to be a successful ball player at any level, whether it's Little League or the minor leagues or the major leagues. And that's being able to have a short memory. And credit to Chris Newell, John Vaughn, Richie Bennis, Victor Ramos, Juan Loyo, and everyone on this Cyclone staff and roster for being able to turn the page relatively quickly. They felt the pain and sting of the loss last night, but today's a new day, and it's time to get back to work as the Cyclones still are alive in the postseason race. And the Cyclones going to try and return to the win column today with a young left-hander making his high A and Cyclones debut. That is Felipe De La Cruz, a 6-foot left-hander from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. De La Cruz struck out a career-high 10 batters in his last Florida State League start against Jupiter a week ago today. De La Cruz on the year, 3-6, a 4.68 ERA in the Florida State League. Did strike out 114 batters in 90 1/3 innings down there. For Asheville, it'll be the right-hander Dalen Miley, 2-5, a 5.3 ERA for the right-hander. Miley, a guy like many in Asheville's rotation, has split time between the bullpen and the rotation this season. Miley coming into play today, 2-5, a 5.3, earned run average, went just 3 2/3 in his last appearance, that out of the bullpen last Thursday. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, we'll get you a look at tonight's starting lineups and then first pitch, Brooklyn and Asheville, Mets and Astros, and South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards, When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids aged 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
McCormick Fielding in Asheville, North Carolina. Justin Rock with you. Cyclones and tourists getting ready to play game two of a 6-game series. Brooklyn trying to bounce back after a gut-wrenching defeat in last night's contest. And as we wait for both teams to take the field, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager. That is Chris Newell. Leading off for Brooklyn tonight is the shortstop. Jet Williams has led off back-to-back games with home runs, has homered in 3 consecutive contests as well. Kevin Parada gets the half day off. He'll DH his second game back off the IL. He'll bat in the 2 spot. Ryan Clifford 1-for-4 with a walk in his return to Asheville last night. He'll hit third and be at first base. Alex Ramirez cleans up. He's the center fielder. Went hitless last night. Stanley Consuegra tied Francisco Alvarez's franchise record for home runs yesterday. He bats fifth and is in right field. William Lugo hits sixth at third base. DeAndre Smith, the second baseman in the seventh slot. Drake Osborne behind the plate tonight hits eighth with Rylan Thomas batting ninth in left. Looking at the Asheville starting lineup put together by their manager, Nate Shaver, leading off in center, Zach Cole, Miguel Palma, a five-hit night yesterday. He bats second and DHs. Ryan Wroblewski drove in a pair yesterday. He bats third and plays first base. Tim Borden, the second, cleans up, is at second. Tyler Whitaker moves up from the ninth slot. He'll bat fifth and be in right field. Austin Deming makes his first start of the series, batting sixth at third base. Tommy Sacco Jr. hit a two-run home run in the ninth yesterday. He bats eighth and plays shortstop. Michael Sandel also homered in the ninth inning yesterday. He is the left fielder in the eight hole. And John Garcia, the native of the Bronx, bats ninth and is behind the plate. Daylen Miley for Asheville. Felipe De La Cruz for Brooklyn. It is game two of this six-game series coming up in just a moment. We'll take a break when we come back. First pitch coming up just around the bend on the Cyclones Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. Here from Asheville, North Carolina.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back to McCormick Field. Sun shining, very few clouds on this Wednesday night. Daylen Miley warming up on the mound for the Tourists. Game two of this six-game series between Brooklyn and Asheville. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday wherever you may be. Daylen Miley will face this Brooklyn lineup. Williams, Parada, Clifford to start. Ramirez, Consuegra, and Lugo at the heart with Smith, Osborne, and Thomas rounding out the Cyclones starting nine. Daylen Miley getting the ball for Asheville tonight. 6'2", 220, 25 years old from Bryan, Ohio. Miley making his 22nd appearance and 12th start, 2-5. A 5.3 ERA, 73 hits in 73 innings, 50 walks, one strikeout away from the century mark for the season. Miley, last time out, 2 runs on 4 hits in 3 2/3. Did not factor into the decision out of the bullpen in Lakewood, New Jersey. Walked 2 and struck out 3. It's been a bit of a struggle for Miley since the start of July. Had his best month of the season in June, a 2.25 ERA. But look at his last 8 appearances, 5 starts, 0-4. And an ERA of 7.82, nearly as many walks, 27. Strikeouts, 36. Jett Williams led off yesterday's ball game with a home run on the second pitch of the contest. And he'll lead off for Brooklyn again on this Wednesday night. Williams hitting .323 with the Cyclones, 4 homers, 9 RBIs. Miley gets the okay, our first pitch of the ball game. A fastball high at 91, and we are underway at 6:37 Eastern time. Jett 2-for-4. A home run, 3 RBIs, and a walk yesterday. And this one sails right over his head. And the count 2-0. So both pitches from Miley not even close to the strike zone. Williams, a 9-game hitting streak, dating back to August the 12th, 13 for his last 33, as Miley misses high and tight. And the count 3-0. Williams, since he joined Brooklyn, has been one of the best in the league. A 3-0, and there's a called strike at the letters. And the count 3-1 since his debut on August the 1st. Williams first in the league in batting average, on base percentage, OPS, and doubles. And Williams takes high and tight for ball 4. And Williams on base for the 10th consecutive game. No leadoff homer on this time for Jett the Met. But Brooklyn has the leadoff man aboard and nobody out. Brings up Kevin Parada. Parada hitless last night in his return. First game with Brooklyn since the end of July, went 0-for-4. Was hit by a pitch and scored a run. Runner goes on the first pitch, swing and a miss by Parada. Garcia lost it on the transfer. And Williams in at second base safely with a stolen bag. For Jett, that is 8th since his promotion. And overall on the season, that a round number, his 40th of the campaign between here and St. Lucie. Williams tied for 2nd in the league in stolen bases since making his debut. The 0-1, and Parada pops it up in the infield. First baseman Robleski coming on the grass makes the catch. And Parada retired for the game's first out. Man at second, one away. Brings up the first baseman, Ryan Clifford. Asheville gave Clifford a beautiful tribute and standing ovation prior to his first at-bat last night. Clifford tipping his cap and his bat, for that matter, to the crowd here in North Carolina. Clifford, 11-for-62 to start his Mets career, .177 average, 2 homers, 7 RBIs. Miley from the stretch, and Clifford takes high, it's 1-0. Defensively behind Miley tonight, left to right in the outfield, Michael Sandel, Zach Cole, and Tyler Whitaker. Third to first around the infield, Austin Deming, Tommy Sacco Jr., Tim Borden the second, and Ryan Robleski. The 1-0. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. And the count even at 1-1. John Garcia doing the catching behind the plate tonight. Miley sets at the belt, the 1-1. And Clifford takes high. 2 balls and a strike. Umpire and crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes. It's Christian Argueza. Stephen Craze on the bases. Third baseman Deming playing well off the line. The righty's 2-1. And Clifford takes low. It's 3 balls and a strike. Miley, like many Asheville starters, has split his time between the rotation and the bullpen this year. Miley statistically been slightly better in relief. Here's the 3-1 to Cliff. Way high and outside, ball 4. So the second five-pitch walk of the night for Daylen Miley. And Brooklyn with two on and one out for the center fielder, Alex Ramirez. Miley has a starter, 1-4, a 6.05 ERA. But out of the bullpen, that earned run average about a run and a half lower at 4.46. Similar amount of games, innings pitched, what have you. So two on, one out for Alex. Hit a couple of balls hard last night, but went 0-5. Williams dancing off his second, and Ramirez chases the pitch down and away. Ball gets away from the catcher, Garcia. Williams will take third, but Clifford held up, and he remains at first base. Ramirez, not a great idea there to swing after a five-pitch walk to Clifford. Brooklyn now with men at the corners and one out, and an 0-1 count on Alex. Ramirez hitting at 232. Six homers, 49 RBIs. It's tied with Consuegra for the team lead. Here's the 0-1, and Ramirez puts it in the air to right. Back at the track, looking up at the fence, and that one rattles off the very top of the fence and drops down onto the field of play. One run scores, stopping at third, Clifford. Ramirez in at second with an RBI double. Alex Ramirez with his first hit, his first RBI of the series. His team-leading 50th ribby of the year, 20th double, and Brooklyn up 1-0, four batters into the game. Just a high fly ball that banged off the tall, short right field fence here in Asheville. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Stanley Consuegra steps in, and he pops the first pitch out of play. It's 0-1. Consuegra hitting at 233 in 77 games. 17 home runs, 49 RBIs. Consuegra 1-for-3 last night, a three-run home run in the first. Also walked and stole a base. Now tied with Francisco Alvarez. 22 home runs, most in Cyclones franchise history, as Stanley puts one in the air to center. Coming on is Cole. This is shallow. He'll make the catch, and no real opportunity for Clifford to tag as the throw-in cut off by the pitcher's mound by Robleski. So Consuegra with a lazy fly ball to shallow center. Second and third, two out for the third baseman, William Lugo. Lugo 0-for-4 last night, reached on an error and scored a run. Hitting at 223 in 90 games, 11 homers and 43 RBIs. Clifford at third, Ramirez at second with two down. Miley sets at the belt. Now the pitch, and Lugo takes high. It's 1-0. Right now here in Asheville, a little bit on the humid side, but not too terrible. 85 degrees right now, real feel at 90. Biggest difference between last night and tonight, not as much of a breeze in the ballpark. As Lugo takes upstairs, oh, what a leap by John Garcia. Looked like a video game the way he popped out of his crouch to reel that throw in. Probably saved a run. It's 2-0. Just 3-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the east. American flag out in center at a standstill. Miley's 2-0, and Lugo swings through an elevated breaking ball. It's two balls and a strike. Miley's signed by the Astros as an undrafted free agent in July of 2021 at a Bellarmine University in Louisville. The 2-1. And Lugo swings and misses. Good movement away. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Started his college career in his home state of Ohio at Tiffin University. Spent 2 years there before moving on to Bellarmine. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the off speed, down and away. And Brooklyn settles for one in the first. Brooklyn picks up a tally, one run, a hit. Two men left at the end of half an inning. It's Brooklyn 1, Asheville coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start- Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Felipe De La Cruz, the left-hander on to make his Cyclones debut tonight. De La Cruz, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, 22 years old from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. De La Cruz, predominantly a starter in the FSL, 21 appearances, 19 starts, went 3-6 with a 4.68 ERA, 92 hits and 90 and a third innings, 41 walks and 114 strikeouts. Zach Cole to lead things off, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Cole hitless last night in the series opener, but reached base four times. This is a ground ball back up the middle, past the diving glove of Williams and into center field for a base hit. So Zach Cole with his first base hit of the series, and Asheville with the leadoff man on to start the home first. So here is the hero from last night for Asheville. It's the designated hitter, Miguel Palma. Palma, 5-for-6 last night with a double and four RBIs, including the two-run single that won it with one out in the ninth. And he takes down and away the count 1-0. Palma hitting at 316 in 48 games with the Tourists. Five homers, 31 RBIs. De La Cruz sets at the ear and now misses downstairs. It's two balls and no strikes. Look at De La Cruz's last start against Jupiter. Marlins affiliate a week ago today tied a career high. Six innings of work, two unearned runs on two hits. The 2-0. And there's a tapper back towards the mound. De La Cruz looks to second, throws to first to get the out there as Cole advances 90 feet to second base. One out in the first. Let's take a look at Brooklyn's defense behind De La Cruz tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and Ryan Clifford. With Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. Ryan Wroblewski, the batter. Right-handed hitter, 1-for-4 last night. Couple of RBIs, a stolen base. And he takes a called strike at 0-1. Wroblewski hitting 242 in Asheville. Six homers, 51 RBIs. De La Cruz set to the minor cross step towards third. Here's the 0-1. And Wroblewski fouls it away to the right. And the count 0-2. But De La Cruz, a career high 10 strikeouts in his last start. Threw a season high 101 pitches in that ballgame. The lefties 1-1. Out of the 0-2 downstairs. And the count now, a ball and two strikes on Wroblewski. Fastball, slider, change up the arsenal for De La Cruz. Look at his numbers to close out his tenure in the Florida State League. He was as good a strikeout artist as there was. 1-2. And Wroblewski out of play to the right. Last 8 appearances, 7 starts since July the 2nd. De La Cruz led not only the Florida State League, but all single-A players in strikeouts with 57. At 8 more than any other FSL pitcher. Runner breaks for third, 1-2, cut on and miss, throw down a third by Osborne, not in time. Osborne was already halfway between home plate and the Brooklyn dugout. Looked like the throw beat him, but I guess Cole got underneath the tag from Lugo. So Wroblewski down on strikes. That's the first punch out for De La Cruz with Brooklyn. That strikeout brought to you by Lockett Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Tying run at third and 2 out. Tim Borden the second, the batter, and he swings and misses at a slider. And the count 0-1. Borden the second made the start at third base yesterday. Went 1-for-3 with a couple of walks and a run scored. The 0-1 in the dirt. Nice block by Osborne. And it's even at 1-1. Borden hitting at 249, 11 homers, 43 RBIs. Snapped an 0-for-14 slide last night, but still just 1 for his last 17. The lefty's 1-1, and a changeup has Borden out in front. And De La Cruz ahead 1-2. And Felipe, a 36% strikeout rate over his final month and a half in the FSL. Still needing to work on that walk rate. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the slider down and in. And Felipe De La Cruz strikes out 2 to strand a man at third in his first South Atlantic League inning. No runs. 1 hit, 1 left. After 1-1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Top of the second, 1-0 Brooklyn. Bottom third of the lineup, 2 up for the Cyclones. Smith, Osborne, and Thomas. Alex Ramirez, his RBI double, the only offense we've seen through the first inning tonight. DeAndre Smith had himself an excellent day yesterday. Doubled, homered, scored 3 times in the loss. And he swings through the first pitch fastball from Miley. And the count 0-1. Smith hitting at 228, 2 homers, 13 batted in. And Smith takes a strike underneath the armpits. And the count 0-2. Righty just above the belt. The 0-2. And Smith takes high. It's a ball and two strikes. Tourists tonight wearing the Navy alternates. Tourists in sort of an aqua color and script lettering across the chest. 1-2 on the outside corner. Strike three called. Got him on 80 miles an hour away. And DeAndre Smith down on strike. Second strikeout tonight for Miley. One out in the inning. Brings up the catcher, Drake Osborne. Osborne did not play in the series opener last night, 0-3. With a strikeout on Sunday against Hudson Valley. Hitting at a buck 75 in 56 games. As Miley drops a breaking ball strike in there, it's 0-1. Osborne, 10 homers, 28 RBIs. White numerals on the front. That teal aqua-colored numeral on the back. As Osborne takes upstairs, it's a ball and a strike. White piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. White pants for Miley has him hiked up just below the knees. Navy piping along the side, the 1-1, and Osborne tomahawks one in the air. Foul ground, third base side, Deming onto the warning track by the Brooklyn dugout to make the catch for the second out. So two up and two down for Miley in the second. And that brings up the nine-hitter left fielder, Ryland Thomas. Thomas, 2-for-3 yesterday with a walk and an RBI. Hitting at 339 in 36 games with Brooklyn. Two homers, 14 runs batted in. First pitch to Thomas, way high. And the count 1-0. Miley kicks the 1-0, and Thomas takes low. Two balls and no strikes. Ryland has reached in 10 straight games coming into play tonight, hitting .387 with an OPS over 1,000 in that span. The 2-0, high in the count, 3-0. Thomas, six walks to two strikeouts in his last 31 at-bats. Guy that just puts the ball in play no matter what. But he's ahead 3-0, and he takes ball four outside. Something he's done more during this on-base streak is earn more free passes, but without the strikeout rate increasing. So Miley issues his third walk tonight. One on and two out. Back to the top of the order in Jet Williams. Williams walked, stole a base, and scored on the Ramirez double in the first. Miley throws over, and Thomas dives back. Thomas is an interesting case. He's a guy that runs well, but he's a better runner on a ball in the gap than as a base stealer. Stolen or attempted 9 stolen bases with Brooklyn. He's only been successful on 2. As Williams takes a called strike, it's 0-1. One of those 7 caught stealings in last night's ball game. The 0-1. And Williams brushed back high and tied up over the arms. And the count even at 1-1. Williams, a very good athletic family. Not the only ball player in the fam. His older brother, RJ, 4-year career at Texas Arlington in the Sun Belt Conference. 1-1. Outside, it's 2-1. RJ, named after Jet's father. He's the only one of his siblings that doesn't have a first name that starts with the letter J. The 2-1. Williams reaches and pops it back and out of play. Count evens at 2-2. Jet, a soft-spoken but confident young player who has not skipped a beat since joining Brooklyn at the start of the month. Man at first, 2 out. Brooklyn by 1, the 2-2, and Williams lifts it in the air right field. In at 2, his left is Whitaker. In the sunlight, makes the catch over his right shoulder to end the inning. So Miley works around a two-out walk at the end of one and a half, still 1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn a 1-0 advantage. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones, whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation. Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, Brooklyn up 1-0 on an Alex Ramirez RBI double. 5-6 and 7 due up for the tourists in the second. Tyler Whitaker will lead things off. Whitaker 1-for-5 with a double and a run scored in his high A debut last night. Whitaker was hitting .236 in 57 games at single A Fayetteville. Three homers, 24 RBIs. The first pitch from De La Cruz is a fastball strike and the count 0-1. Whitaker, righty batter, slightly open stance. As De La Cruz misses high. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Working quickly, the 1-1. Inside and low. And make it two balls and a strike on Whitaker. The lefty's 2-1. And a fastball ripped by him at 95. And it's even 2-2. Brooklyn wearing the road grays tonight. BKLYN, an Old English Navy lettering arched across the chest, a 2-2. Foul back and out of the stadium. It's still an even two balls and two strikes. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Navy sleeves on that gray jersey. Navy piping around the collar down the front as Whitaker puts it in the air to left, but got too far underneath it. Thomas drifting back in front of the warning track makes the catch for the first out of the second inning. One away for Austin Deming. Astros 10th round pick earlier this year out of BYU. Deming 6-for-36 in his first 12 South Atlantic League games. Two doubles, no homers, an RBI. And a check swing, did he go on appeal? No, he did not. Says Stephen Craze, and the count 1-0. Deming joined Asheville from the Complex League on August the 4th. As he takes a strike on the outer half, it's 1-1. Deming at BYU this year hit .418 in 41 games, 19 home runs, 68 batted in. 1-1. Inside with a fastball. Make it two balls and a strike. Gray pants for De La Cruz all the way down to his ankles. Navy piping along the side. The 2-1. And Deming chases the high fastball at 94. Two balls and two strikes. White cleats buried into the stadium mound for De La Cruz. Navy cap, Navy bill. Or the powder blue interlocking BC logo as he pumps another fastball by him. Got Deming to chase high. 95 mile an hour heater. Third strikeout tonight for Felipe. Two out in the second. Penny the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Tommy Sacco Jr. had a big two-run home run to start the ninth inning rally last night. And the switch hitter takes low and inside from the right-hand side. It is 1-0. Sacco 1-for-3 with a home run and a walk yesterday. Watches that miss away. It's 2-0. Sacco hitting at 223, 12 homers, 41 RBIs. A 2-0. And there is a strike on the outside edge. De La Cruz back in there. It's 2-1. Hides his eyes behind that black leather mitt, the 2-1 pitch. Inside and low. They get 3-1 on Sacco Jr. 14th round pick of the Astros last year out of TCU. The 3-1. And this one hit on a line over the leaping glove of Williams and into left field for a base hit. So Sacco Jr. breaks up the streak of 5 in a row retired by De La Cruz. A 104 plus mile an hour single. One on and two out. For the left fielder, Michael Sandel. He and Sacco Jr. went back-to-back to start the ninth inning last night. Sandel, 1-for-5 yesterday with that home run that pulled Asheville within one in the ninth inning last night. Lefty's first pitch hits the outer half. It's 0-1. Sandel hitting 212 in 77 games with Asheville. Seven homers, 25 RBIs. Runner goes, throw over to first. Clifford tossed down to second base, and Sacco's out by a mile. Oh, what a beautiful pickoff move by the southpaw Felipe De La Cruz. Sacco Jr. went. De La Cruz immediately threw over to Clifford, and a 1-3-4 pickoff and caught stealing ends the second inning. No runs, one hit, but De La Cruz faces the minimum thanks to the caught stealing. After 2-1-0 Brooklyn. On the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third, Brooklyn up 1-0 here in North Carolina. 2-3-4, two up for the Cyclones. Parada, Clifford, and Ramirez. Three scheduled to bat in the frame. Brooklyn has the game's only run on an Alex Ramirez RBI double. Kevin Parada popped up to first in his first at-bat, and he fouls the first pitch back and out of play. And the count 0-1. Parada coming into play here tonight. Hitting at 266 in Brooklyn. 10 homers, 37 RBIs. The 0-1 off the outside corner. And it's even at 1-1. Parada landing on the IL on July the 28th. Suffered an ankle sprain trying to go first to third on a Stanley Consuegra base hit in the Wilmington series. Parada fouls it back. It's 1-2. seemed to be okay. Walked off the field on his own power. But that ankle swole up on him. And Parada needing a handful of rehab games last week in St. Lucie to prepare for his return to the Cyclones. The 1-2, and Parada takes high. Two balls and two strikes. Parada, look at his last seven games of the Cyclones. Been in a bit of a funk, just four for his last 27. Of course, an IL stint separating a couple of those games as Parada chases off the outside corner for strike three. Third strikeout tonight for Daylen Miley. And there's one away in the third for Ryan Clifford. Clifford walked his first time up, stranded at third in the first. Clifford, lefty batter with a close stance. And he takes a strike at the letters in the count 0-1. Clifford loved hitting in this ballpark. Prior to the trade, hit 322 here at McCormick Field with 11 home runs and 31 RBIs. The 0-1 low. Even at 1-1, Clifford now the Mets' number three prospect according to Baseball America. Number six by MLB.com. The righty's 1-1. There's a strike on the outer half. It's 1-2. Clifford, 11th round pick of the Astros last year. Reason why he fell to the 11th round, a lot of people and teams thought it would be impossible to sign him away from his Vanderbilt commitment. 1-2. Up and away, it's 2-2. Well, the Astros signed him for just over $1.25 million. Needed to do some fancy financial work in order to find the money to sign him for that much in the 11th round. Clifford has to hopscotch out of the way of that fastball ticketed for his toes. And the count full 3-2. Drew a lot of comparisons to J.J. Bleday, a former Vanderbilt player, during his amateur days, but Clifford a lot more pop than Bleday had, at least at this point in their careers. As Clifford fouls it out of play to the left, it's still full at 3-2. Third baseman Deming off the line. Bases empty, one out in the third, Brooklyn by one. The payoff, inside and low, ball four, and he's worked another walk. So Miley issues his fourth free pass of the night. And Brooklyn with one on and one out for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez, RBI double off the tall right field fence, is last time up. 326 down the line and left here in Asheville. 370 out to left center. But only 373 to straightaway center field. As Ramirez takes a strike at 0-1, a stark contrast. And the 412 to dead center at Maimonides Park. It's also 320 to right center. And 297 down the right field line. The 0-1 outside, it's 1-1. Certainly a much different offensive experience here on the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains than they are on the banks of the Atlantic up on Coney Island. The 1-1. Ramirez thought about it. Did he go? Yes, he did on appeal, says the base umpire, Stephen Craze, and the count of ball and two strikes. Ramirez with that base hit and RBI in the first inning. Now five hits and seven RBIs behind Jose Peroza for the franchise record. 1-2, and Ramirez taps it off the end of the bat to second, could be two. On to second for one, relay back to first, double play, inning over. So after a one-out walk, Ramirez grounds into a 4-6-3 double play. And Miley faces the minimum in the third. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of two and a half, still 1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Third inning, Brooklyn up 1-0 on Asheville, and 8-9-1 due up for the tourists. Michael Sandel was at the plate when Tommy Sacco Jr. was picked off and caught stealing to end the second. And Sandel takes outside to start the third. It's 1-0. Sandel, Garcia, and Cole, the three due up as this one line into center. And that one down in front of Ramirez for a base hit. Second time in three innings, Asheville has put the leadoff man aboard. And the tourists one on, nobody out for the catcher, John Garcia. Garcia, a native of the Bronx, born in Santiago in the Dominican. Garcia last played on Sunday, went 2-for-4 as the first baseman. 12-for-45 to start his Asheville career. And he takes inside for ball one. A 267 average. Three extra base hits, no homers, two RBIs. Righty batter with a crouch in his stance. A 1-0 from Felipe. Outside and high. And the count 2-0. Take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard here in the bottom of the third inning. A 2-0. Off the end of the bat. And ricocheting off the screen, it's 2-1. More bad news if you're a Brooklyn fan looking in Wilmington through three. Jersey Shore already a 5-0 lead on the Blue Rocks. Throw over to first. And Sandel back in standing. Leandro Pineda already three RBIs in that game for the Blue Claws. Christian McGowan going up against Brian Caceres. As that sails high and away. Count three balls and a strike on the nine batter. Bottom one in Hickory. Crawdads out to a 1-0 lead against Greenville. The 3-1 from De La Cruz. High and tight for ball four. And the first two are on to start the third inning. First walk allowed by De La Cruz. And two on, nobody out. Back to the top of the order in Zach Cole. Cole singled, stole a base, was stranded at third in the opening frame. Lefty's first toss. And Cole takes outside for ball one. But Hickory, a 1-0 lead on Avi Melick-Ortiz's RBI double. Osborne and Lugo over to chat with De La Cruz, who's had his toughest inning through the first three tonight here in the third. But Noah Song for Greenville tonight. Jose Cornille for Hickory. So Lugo and Osborne back to their posts at third and catcher, respectively. 1-0 on the leadoff man, Cole. And the southpaw misses outside and low. Two balls and no strikes. Bottom two in Georgia. Rome and Greensboro are scoreless. Derek Diamond for the Grasshoppers, Spencer Schwellenbach for the Braves. As De La Cruz misses downstairs again, it's now 3-0, and he's in danger of walking the bases loaded. Bottom one in Wappingers Falls, Hudson Valley and Aberdeen no score. The 3-0 way outside, ball four, and the Tourists have them loaded with nobody out. So now it's Victor Ramos to come out of the third base dugout to have a chat. As De La Cruz has lost his command of the strike zone here in the third inning. Just two of his pitches in the frame have been strikes. But Justin Lang for Hudson Valley. Cooper Chandler for Aberdeen tonight. Only one game in the league has yet to start. That is in Kentucky. Bowling Green and Winston-Salem will get underway at 7:35 Eastern time. Jorge Vera back on the active roster for the Dash. He'll start against Yaniel Cure. You look at the league standings in the second half. Brooklyn officially a game back of Jersey Shore. But in all intents and purposes, two games back. When you consider the Blue Claws have the tiebreaker. But don't sleep on Greensboro. All of a sudden, they're 2.5 games back of first. They've won 5 in a row and 7 of their last 10. Bases loaded, nobody out for last night's hero, Miguel Palma. And De La Cruz misses low and the count 1-0. But in the South, it is all Hickory. A league best 32-16 record in the half. And a 4.5 game lead on Bowling Green with 17 to play. A 1-0 inside and low, make it 2-0. That's crazy because Bowling Green's run differential in the second half is twice as good, more than twice as good as Hickory's. 2-0, bounced on the ground towards third. Underneath the backhanded glove of Lugo and down the left field line. Garcia gets around Lugo and scores. And on his way to second with a two-run double is Miguel Palma. Asheville takes a 2-1 lead in the third. Lugo tried to come in, backhand that baseball, but pulled his glove up too quickly. Trying to find a way to promptly turn two, my guess, to step on third and throw across to first. I think he was going to acquiesce the run coming in from third, but actually will not be an RBI double for Palma. It'll be a straight two-base error on Lugo that allows Asheville to take the lead. Infield in, and Robleski swings and misses at the fastball at 94, and the count 0-1. Robleski struck out his first time, the 0-1. And another wave and a miss. Off speed up at 84 and the count 0-2. A Bowling Green has outscored opponents by 101 runs in the second half. At their 4.5 games back of a playoff spot. Because Hickory's 32-16. Rome in third place, 8.5 games behind. The 0-2, and Robleski golfs one in the air. First base side of the infield. Clifford called off by the second baseman, Smith. And in fair ground, a step or two onto the right field grass. Makes the catch for the first out of the third inning. Second and third. One out for Tim Borden, the second. Struck out his first time. He's 0 for 1. Two runs in for Asheville on one hit and an error. They have a 2-1 third inning lead. Lefty deals. And this hit on the ground through the left side for a base hit. Cole will score, holding at third, Palma. It's an RBI single for Tim Borden, the second. That's his 44th RBI, and Asheville takes a 3-1 third inning advantage. The seeing eye base hit, perfectly placed between Williams and Lugo. And so men at the corner is one down. The right fielder Tyler Whitaker, as Brooklyn's bullpen begins to spring to life down the left field line. Lefty at the shoulders. And the fastball from De La Cruz in for a strike. And the count 0-1. Whitaker flied out to left his first time. That was leading off in the second inning. The 0-1. A slider low. Evens up at a ball and a strike. De La Cruz, and you look at his overall numbers in the Florida State League this year. Among arms with 90 or more innings pitched, had the best strikeout rate in the FSL. A 1-1 in the dirt, down and in. Two balls and a strike. Led the league in strikeout rate and strikeouts per nine innings. In addition to swinging strike rate, he's also second in expected FIP. 2-1. Hit on the ground is short. Could be two. Williams on to second for one. DeAndre back to first in time. Double play. And the inning is over. Whitaker hit it hard. Triple digit exit velo. But right at Williams, who turns the inning ending twin killing. But Asheville scores three runs, two hits, an error, one man left at the end of three. 3-1 Tourists on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclones social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Coming to bat trailing for the first time tonight as he moved to the top of the fourth inning. Stanley Consuegra, William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, the three scheduled to bat against Dalen Miley. 53 pitches through three. And his first pitch to Consuegra misses down and away for ball one. Brooklyn a run on one hit, an error. They have left three. Asheville three runs, four hits, no errors. They have stranded two. The righties 1-0. Stanley takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Miley from the belt. Here's the 1-1. Megan Swagrum takes down and away. Make it two balls and a strike. And Swagrum, guy was in the Mets top 30 prospect list earlier in the season, according to MLB Pipeline. A 2-1. Swing and a miss. Off speed down. And the count even, two balls and two strikes. Guy who has a lot of power, both offensively and defensively. Still trying to put it all together. The 2-2 chases the slider down and away for strike three. Fourth strikeout tonight for Miley. He's retired to the leadoff man in each of the last three innings. All three times with strikeouts. One out of the fourth. Here's William Lugo. Struck out his first time. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you. Top of the fourth. Asheville a 3-1 lead. Righty offers. And Lugo puts one in the air left center field. Back into his right. Cole onto the warning track. And in front of the Champion Credit Union signage. Makes the play for the second out. So Lugo just missed barreling that baseball. Two outs in the fourth inning for DeAndre Smith. Smith struck out looking to lead off in the second. He's 0 for 1. Mets fifth round pick last year out of USC. And the first pitch he sees spiked in the dirt. It's 1-0. Long black sleeve for DeAndre only on his right arm. Left arm does not have it. Holds that light brown bat with his gray batting gloves. It scorches one down the left field line. That one's in for extra bases. Rolling all the way to the base of the fence. Picked up there and left by Sandel. And DeAndre cruises into second with a two-out double. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their double-up credit card. Offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases for DeAndre. That is second double of the series and 12th of the year. 100.1 off the bat for Smith. And Brooklyn with a man at second, two down for Drake Osborne. Fouled out to third in his only trip so far tonight. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium. Still plenty of natural sunlight illuminating the outfield grass. First toss to Drake. And he takes the fastball high. It's 1-0. Beautiful backdrop here in North Carolina. Chorus of hills and trees. A sea of green behind that navy blue fence as Osborne skies one to right, got underneath it. Over to his right, Whitaker to make the catch over his head. And Brooklyn strands a man in the fourth. No runs, a hit. One man left at the end of three and a half. It's still 3-1 Asheville on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
inning. Brooklyn trailing Asheville 3-1. Hey, Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store on the third base concourse. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. 6-7-8, two up for Asheville in the bottom of the fourth inning. Turris to three-run third to take a 3-1 lead. Deming struck out his first time, 0-1 tonight. Righty batter rests his bat on his back shoulder, and he takes the fastball upstairs from De La Cruz. And the count 1-0. The 1-0 offering. And De La Cruz finds the bottom of the zone. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Working with a fast pace, the 1-1. And Deming skies it in the air behind the plate. Osborne ditches the mask onto the warning track in front of the seats. Makes the catch for the first out of the fourth. One up, one down in the fourth inning. Brings up Tommy Sacco Jr., singled and was picked off, caught stealing to end the second. A wild story. I guess it's not that wild considering the rumors. As Sacco swings and misses, it's 0-1. Came out last night in an anonymous quote in The Athletic. It's from somebody in the Brewers front office. As Sacco Jr. takes up and away, it's 1-1. But according to somebody in Milwaukee's front office, Sacco takes outside, it's 2-1. The Brewers and the Mets were, quote, within field goal range of completing a trade that would have sent Pete Alonso to the Brewers. The 2-1. Out of play to the right, it's 2-2. Would have included one of the Brewers' top five prospects. They have some of the best young players in baseball, most notably one of the top five prospects in the game, Jackson Churio. Jacob Mizorowski is a guy who's burst onto the scene this year. Right-hander now up in Double-A. 2-2. Inside and low. The count full. But no one really knows who would have gone over to the Mets in that trade. But they asked Alonso after the game last night about that report, as this one grounded foul to the third base side, and a nice bare-handed play by Asheville's manager, Nate Shaver. Flips it on into the seats. The payoff. High ball four, and Sacco works a one-out walk. Third free pass given up by De La Cruz tonight. One on, one out for the left fielder, Michael Sandel. Sandel singled and scored on the error last inning. He is 1-for-1. Lefty from the stretch. And the fastball outside for ball one. But Alonso said after the game last night against Atlanta, said being a Met is the only thing he knows. And I thought this quote was more telling about Alonso's relationship with the Mets. Just foul to the right, it's 1-1. He said, there are so many people here, not just in the big league clubhouse, but I came up with in the minor leagues that have had such a positive impact on my career. I don't know what the future holds, but right now I'm a Met. I love being a Met. I take pride in putting on the jersey every day and representing the city of New York. The 1-1, and this powered in the air left field. Back goes Thomas to the warning track at the wall. He leaps and makes the catch in front of the fence. About three-quarters of the way to second, was Sacco has to get on his horse and retreat. Michael Sandel just missing his second home run in as many days. Hit at 357 out to straightaway left. Needed to maybe get it at 365 or 367. for a home run. Instead, a man at first and two out for the nine batter, John Garcia. He swings the first pitch, pokes it in the air to right. Ramirez, or rather Consuegra, going back, has to play it off the fence. Gets knocked down by some netting. Rounding third and scoring is Sacco Jr. on his way to third. Garcia, the tag by Lugo in time to get him. And the inning is over. The run scored before the out at third base. So it'll go down as an RBI double for John Garcia. And Asheville now leads by three. It's 4-1 after four. The fifth inning we go. Asheville leading this one 4-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
So Stanley Consuegra now into the double digits when it comes to outfield assists this season. Picks up his 10th, helping throw out Garcia, trying to stretch that double into a triple. But unfortunately for Brooklyn, another run comes across. Asheville a 4-1 lead. As we move to the top half of the fifth inning, Ryland Thomas, Jet Williams, Kevin Parada, 9-1 and 2 due up. Brooklyn needs to get this offense in gear, especially in this ballpark that is very pro-offense based on its dimensions. And honestly, the results throughout the course of this season and the years past. Ryland Thomas will lead things off. Walked in, was stranded at first in the second inning. Brooklyn's only had three base runners since the first. Couple of walks and a double by DeAndre Smith last inning, as Daylon Miley misses up and away. And the count 1-0 on Ryland to start the top of the fifth inning. At the belt, the 1-0. A backdoor breaking ball misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Shortstop Sacco shaded up the middle. And he takes outside. Thomas does. It's 3-0. Miley, a guy that gets a lot of movement on his fastball. A lot of upward break with that heater. Good rise action as Thomas takes inside for ball four. So Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the first time since the opening inning. One on and nobody out of the top of the fifth for Jet Williams. Williams walked, stole a base, and scored in the first. Fly out to right his last time in the second. Righty-righty matchup in the first pitch, outside and low. Nice stop by Garcia. And the count of ball and no strikes. A 1-0. And Williams takes outside and low. Make it 2-0 on the Brooklyn shortstop. Miley played collegiate summer ball with former Brooklyn Cyclone. Played with the Madison Mallards in Wisconsin in 2019. Was on the same squad as Dylan DeBrock. as Williams rockets one through the right side, a base hit. Over to cut it off, Whitaker. Thomas stops at second. 99 miles an hour off the bat of Williams on his base hit to right. He's on for the second time today. Men at first and second, nobody out. The designated hitter, Kevin Parada. Parada popped up to first, back in the first, and struck out leading off the third his last time. Sun continuing to set here in Asheville. Entire diamond, grass, and dirt covered in the shadows as this goes five hole on the catcher, Garcia. And everyone's going to move up 90 feet. To third, Thomas. To second, Williams. And that pitch by Miley just spiked in the dirt. Garcia came up maybe a hair too early. Tried to play the bounce. And a kick between the five hole and his legs. And now Brooklyn two in scoring position and nobody out in the fifth. 1-0 the count on last year's first round pick, Parada. And he chases the pitch that bounces in the dirt. Again gets away from Garcia. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Parada, the number 11 pick in last year's draft. He was taken with the pick the Mets got as a result of Kumar Rocker, who was with Hickory earlier this year, electing not to sign with the Mets as the number 10 overall pick in 2021. So the Mets got the number 11 selection. They took Parada. The 1-1 foul towards the third base dugout. It's 1-2. Then got their regular first round pick, which was the number 14 overall selection in the 2022 campaign, and took the man on second base, Jet Williams. The 1-2, Parada scalds one fair down the left field line. This is going to score a pair. One run is in. Williams will waltz to the plate. Parada in at second with a two-run double. Welcome back to the South Atlantic League, Kevin Parada. His first base hit, his first RBI since his return. And Brooklyn's back within one. It's 4-3. 103 miles an hour off the bat for KP. And for Parada, that is 20th double of the year. RBIs 38 and 39. And with Miley at 74 pitches, Nate Shaver out of the dugout. And he's going to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. So Brooklyn back within one, and they've got the tying run in scoring position with nobody out. Man at second, nobody down. Ryan Clifford to face the new arm when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is the southpaw, Max Roberts. takes over for Miley with a man at second and nobody out in the fifth. Roberts, 6'6", 190, 26 years old from Valparaiso, Indiana. Lefty against lefty. Clifford has walked twice tonight as time called. Numbers for Roberts so far this year is first in the Astros organization, making his 24th appearance, 6-3, a 6.04 ERA as Clifford takes low in the count 1-0. Roberts, one save, 21 hits in 22 and a third innings, 15 walks, 36 strikeouts, a strikeout rate of 34%. League average right around 26. The 1-0. Clifford laid on the high fastball at 92. It's even at a ball and a strike. Roberts, uncharacteristically, has been better here at home than on the road this year. A 3.86 ERA here at McCormick Field. 7.62 in visiting ballparks. For two-thirds of an inning against Jersey Shore on Friday. And Clifford takes up and away. It's 2-1. It's been a tough month of August for Roberts, an ERA of 11.5. Three runs on four hits in two and a third innings. Set at the belt. Here's the 2-1 to Clifford, way inside. And it's now 3-1. Roberts, originally a seventh round pick of the Mariners in 2017 at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel, Illinois. Astros took him in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft back in December. The 3-1, low ball 4, and Clifford's walked for the third time tonight. So the first four have reached for Brooklyn to start the fifth inning. Tying and go-ahead runs are on base for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez one for two today, RBI double off the right field wall in the first and grounded into an inning-ending double play back in the third. Runner at second, the responsibility of the starter, Miley. Runner at first, the responsibility of Roberts as he crosses up Garcia there. Came out of his crouch, had a drop back down to field the pitch. Missed outside, it's 1-0. Asheville 4, Brooklyn 3. 2 on, nobody out in the fifth. The 1-0. And Ramirez out of play to the right. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Roberts, 3-pitch mix. Guy that will predominantly move the ball up and down in the strike zone as opposed to left to right. It's good ride with that fastball. Seems to be one of the characteristics the Astros look for. So Ramirez takes in the dirt. Runners think about advancing, but then have to slam on the brakes and head back as Ramirez jumps ahead 2-1. They love pitchers who get that fastball with some upward ride and rise to it. Roberts also a curveball and a splitter. The 2-1 from Roberts, and Ramirez powers one in the air. Deep right center field, back at the track, at the wall. That one's off the very top of the right field fence. One run is in. Here comes a second run to the plate, and Parada is out. Rather, Clifford is out, trying to score the go-ahead run. It hit off the very, very top of the right field fence. It's over 25 feet in height. Hit off the very, very top of the Madden's Ace Hardware signage just underneath the right center field light stanchion. And Ramirez not only had to hold at first with a single on that ball, but Clifford thrown out trying to score from first. But Ramirez with his second RBI of the night. And Brooklyn has drawn even. It's 4-4. Stanley Consuegra takes a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 to Stanley. Off the outside corner. And the count evens at 1-1. So Brooklyn, three runs in here in the fifth to tie the game up. But an out on the bases trying to take the lead. 1-1 the count. A throw back to first, and Ramirez dives back safely. Runner goes. And Consuegra fouls the pitch back and out of play. And it's a ball and two strikes. Consuegra 0-2. A fly out to center and a strikeout swinging last time to lead off the fourth. Roberts at the belt. A 1-2. And Consuegra hits one in the air. Left field, back at the track, at the wall, and that's a Cyclones record. His franchise record-setting 23rd career home run with the Cyclones puts Brooklyn back in front at 6-4. 97.8 off the bat, 350 feet. Stanley Consuegra's 23rd career Cyclones home run. His 18th of the season, and Brooklyn a big five-run fifth to take a 6-4 lead. Wasn't the most demolished home run we've seen from Stanley this year, but it counts all the same. He has now broken the tie with Francisco Alvarez for the franchise record in home runs as William Lugo takes a strike and the count 0-1. With four more games left this week here in Asheville and another six next week in Greenville, Consuegra might make a bid to also break Alvarez's single-season home run record. He's now four shot. As Lugo takes inside, it's 1-1. Alvarez hit all 22 of his in the 2021 season. Consuegra hit five last year, another 18 this season. But who knows? Still 16 more games left for him to hit at least four or five more to share or hold that record on his own as Lugo takes a strike. It's 1-2. The line now final for the starter, Dalen Miley. The 1-2. Low off the legs of Garcia, the catcher. It's 2-2. Miley, four-plus innings, four runs all earned on four hits. Five walks, four strikeouts, 74 pitches, 38 strikes. We'll take a no decision tonight. The 2-2. Lugo, ground ball up the middle to his left, Sacco Jr. And he'll throw out William for the second out. Here's DeAndre Smith, eighth man to bat for Brooklyn here in the fifth inning. DeAndre doubled last inning. He's 1-2. Brooklyn, five runs on four hits. Here in the top half of the fifth inning to surge in front. As he's laid on the heater from Roberts. And the count 0-1. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you. Cyclone 6 and Tourists 4. Second game of this six-game set. Brooklyn rallying back from down 4-1 to take the lead as Smith takes inside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. There is a strike to Smith. Up underneath the arms and the count 1-2. Bases empty, two out. Top half of the fifth. The 1-2. Outside and high. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night coming up in the bottom half of this fifth inning. 2-2. Off the end of the bat and a souvenir. Stays even on DeAndre. Twilight sky right now in Asheville. That bright light blue sky beginning to dim just a tad with some clouds scattered within. A 2-2. And another foul ball by Smith to stay alive. Asheville will have the top of their lineup two up in the bottom of the inning. Cole, Palma, and Robleski. Two-two. At the letters, strike three called, and the side retired. So Roberts picks up his first strikeout of the night, but not before Brooklyn takes the lead. Five runs on four hits. The big blow, a go-ahead two-run home run to left by Stanley Consuegra. Halfway home on this Wednesday night, 6-4 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Felipe De La Cruz back to the mound. Brooklyn now in front by a score of 6-4. Zach Cole, Miguel Palma, Ryan Robleski. Three scheduled to bat in the inning for the Tourists. And the first pitch to Cole has fouled out a play to the left and the count 0-1. This one, skied in the air. Deep left center field. Back into his right. Ramirez at the warning track, and it's off the fence. Ramirez had some trouble picking it up and now fires in as Cole stops at second with a leadoff double. No, Ramirez caught it. Did not see the signal at all from the base umpire. Looked like Ramirez was trying to play it off the fence. But he reeled it in. It was hard to tell with the twilight sky and that navy blue advertisement out in left center field. But Cole retired for the first out. A swing and a miss by Palma now takes up and away. It's 1-1. The lefty deals. And that inside 2-1 on Palma. Time for our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. 2-1. Swing and a miss. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Palma. But on this date in 2009, Eric Bruntlett turned a game-ending unassisted triple play against the Mets at Citi Field. Just the 14th ever unassisted triple play. As Palma goes fishing for the change, can't hit it for strike three. De La Cruz picks up the punch-out. That's his first since the second inning and fourth tonight. A paint-in-the-corner punch-out brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
First pitch to Ryan Wroblewski misses low in the count 1-0, but Bruntlett turned the 14th regular season unassisted triple play in Major League history against the Mets as Wroblewski takes outside for ball two. Question tonight is, which Met was the man who hit the ball that started that game-ending unassisted triple play? See with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Wroblewski takes a strike. It's 2-1. Also, can't believe this has been 17 years. The 2-1. Hit in the air, center field. In and to his right is Ramirez. He'll make the catch, and De La Cruz has himself a 1-2-3, bottom of the fifth. Needed just 11 pitches to do it. Good shutdown inning from the 22-year-old southpaw. We'll pick up that thought when we come back. 6-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn leading Asheville 6-4. 8-9-1 due up for the Cyclones against Max Roberts. In the top half of the sixth inning, Roberts came on after Dalen Miley allowed a couple of runners. Actually, it's not Max Roberts, a different left-hander has come into the ball game for Asheville. So another Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is the left-hander Luis Angel Rodriguez. 23-year-old southpaw from Tierra Blanca, Mexico. 6-1, 190. And his first pitch of the night to Drake Osborne misses low. And the count 1-0. Rodriguez acquired in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft last year from the Cubs. 1-0 outside, it's 2-0. Rodriguez making his fourth appearance, second out of the bullpen with Asheville. 0-1, a 2.92 ERA, 7 hits, and 12 and a third innings. Is that down by the shins? It's 3-0. 7 walks, 20 strikeouts. Start of the year at single-A Fayetteville. Joined Asheville on the 1st of August. Made 9 appearances, 4 starts in the Carolina League, went 1-0 with a 1.49 ERA. As Osborne takes a strike, it's 3-1. Rodriguez took the loss against Jersey Shore last Wednesday, actually rather last Thursday. As Osborne taps it foul, it's 3-2. 3 1/3 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits, 4 walks, struck out 6. Tossed 5 innings out of the bullpen here at home against Hickory on August the 11th. As Osborne takes that one buried in the dirt for ball 4. So Drake Osborne on base for the first time tonight. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the second time in as many innings. Catcher Garcia out to talk with Rodriguez. Final line for Max Roberts. He goes an inning, gives up 2 runs on 2 hits, a walk, a strikeout, and a home run. 25 pitches, 14 strikes, leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. On our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night, tonight's question is,
This date in 2009, Eric Bruntlett turned the 14th unassisted AAA in baseball history. Did it to end a game for the Phillies against the Mets at Citi Field. Our question tonight: which Met lined into that game-ending triple play? It is checked. Looked like they were checking Rodriguez there, the home plate umpire, Christian Argueza at least. Maybe foreign substances. Like he was gently skimming the glove arm of Rodriguez. But play is back in. Ryland Thomas digs in. Set at the waist. Now the first pitch, Thomas shows bunt, pulls back, and takes high for ball one. A tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer to today's trivia question. Outside, it's two balls and no strikes. But I was reflecting on it's been 17 years since probably the best regular season baseball game I've ever attended as a fan. A throwback to first and Osborne backstanding. Remember going to the game at Shea Stadium with my dad, one of my best camp friends. Shout out to Jeremy Morak and his father, Glenn, who accompanied us to Shea Stadium that day. 2-0, Thomas shows bunt, pulls back and takes low. It's 3-0. But it was so special that day. It was a wild game against the Cardinals. Albert Pujols hit two home runs, drove in seven in that game, including a grand slam. 3-0, and Thomas takes low for ball four. So back-to-back walks by Rodriguez to start the inning. Because two of his first 10 pitches have been strikes, and Brooklyn threatening already. Two on, nobody out for the top of the order in Jet Williams. Williams one for two as walked and singled. Flied out to right as well tonight. He's also scored a run. He's actually scored two runs and stolen a base. Lefty deals. Williams takes a strike at the letters. And the count 0-1. Carlos Delgado also hit two home runs in that game for the Mets. The second of which a grand slam that tied the game, which was the 400th of his career. The 0-1. On the outside corner, it's 0-2. And then the game ended with Carlos Beltran, with Brooklyn down a run in the ninth, in a game-winning walk-off two-run home run down the right field line. The Mets ended up winning that game over St. Louis as the 0-2 upstairs. It's 1-2. Two on, nobody out. Top of the sixth, Brooklyn a 6-4 lead here in Asheville. But I remember getting the frantic, excited text message from my man Jeremy Morak, the 1-2. Inside, it's 2-2. Didn't miss by much. Saying how excited he was that the game showed up. It was the first year SNY existed as the Mets' flagship station on television, and it appeared as one of the original SNY Met Classics. Is this a line drive caught by the second baseman, Borden, down by his ankles? And then steps on second base to double up Osborne for the second out. It was a low line drive. Osborne had to make a judgment call whether to go, thinking it would bounce, or stay, thinking it would stay skyward. And unfortunately for Drake, it took the one that he guessed against. And an unassisted double play at second for the first two outs here in the sixth. Hit it hard, 103 miles an hour. But nothing to show for it. As Kevin Parada takes a strike, it's 0-1. Parada, a two-run double last inning. He's one for three. And that was one of the original SNY Met Classic games. August 22nd, 2006. The 0-1 low. And the count even at a ball and a strike. And it's always really cool to turn on SNY and still see that game every now and then get aired. More often than not in the off season during the winter months. But still cool to be able to say, hey, I was at that game. 1-1. Sort of a slow arcing breaking ball from Rodriguez. Seemed like it was suspended in air for a few seconds. It drops in for a strike. It's 1-2. Thomas takes his lead. The one ball, two strike pitch low. And it's even again. Two balls and two strikes. Asheville will have the heart of their lineup due up in the bottom of the sixth inning. Borden, Whitaker, and Deming. Thomas takes his lead. Runner goes. The 2-2 up and away. Throw down to second is offline and not in time. Was a good pitch for Thomas to run on. Was an off-speed delivery that missed up and away. And the throw down by Garcia, a hair towards the first base side of second and high. And Thomas in at second with his third stolen base as a Cyclone. So a full count now. And Parada late on the fastball for strike three. So Brooklyn puts the first two men on with walks. But a line drive double play quells the threat. No runs, no hits, one man left. The end of five and a half, still 6-4 Brooklyn. On the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cruz, 78 pitches through five. Back out to work in the bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn holding on to a two-run, 6-4 lead. Tim Borden the second. Tyler Whitaker, Austin Deming. Three due up in the inning for Asheville. Borden 1-for-2 tonight with a single. Also has an RBI in his last at-bat in the third as De La Cruz powers a fastball by him. Up in the zone at 93 in the count 0-1. Borden started his college career at Louisville, transferred to be Parada's teammate at Georgia Tech last year before being drafted by the Astros as he takes high. It's 1-1. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in just a second. 1-1. Called strike down and in. It's 1-2. But our question tonight, this date 2009, Eric Bruntlett turned a game-ending unassisted triple play, just the 14th unassisted triple play in Major League history. Did it for the Phillies against the Mets at Citi Field. Our question is, who hit into that double, or rather triple play? 1-2, down and in. The count, two balls and two strikes. We do have one correct answer funneled in. Not only the correct answer as to who hit it, but who was tagged out for the final out of that ball game as well. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the slider down and in. Fifth strikeout for De La Cruz. One out in the sixth. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Tyler Whitaker 0 for 2. Flied out to left. Grounded into a double play last time in the third. And he bounces one again on the ground is short. Takes a big hop for Williams. Throws on the move in plenty of time for the second out. So time to get you the answer to that trivia question. So who hit into that game-ending triple play at Citi Field against the Phillies in 2009? Our main man, David the Wolf Pecoraro, howling in with the correct answer of former Met and now Braves analyst Jeff Francoeur. As Austin Deming takes high, it's 1-0. But the Wolf deserves extra props for nailing that. Daniel Murphy was the man who was tagged out at second for the final out on that unassisted triple play. Count now 2-0 as the pitch misses high. I believe he also nailed that. Luis Castillo was one of the outs on that triple play as well. As Deming takes down and in, it's 3-0. We're talking about remembering being at that Mets-Cardinals game 17 years ago in 06. A 3-0. High, it's ball four, and Deming works a two-out walk. Tommy Sacco coming to the plate, representing the game's tying run. Sacco, switch hitter. Victor Ramos out of the third base dugout to have a talk with De La Cruz. But Wolf was there at that game for that Mets-Phillies game this date 14 years ago. That Mets and Phillies contest. Said Pedro Feliciano, rather Pedro Martinez, pitched in relief in that game for the Phillies. So used to seeing Pedro, thinking of 2009 Mets. And think of Pedro Feliciano. There was an inside the park home run in that game that Philadelphia claimed was buried under the outfield padding. And he said they were fans of the promenade section, the promenade level, I should say, at Citi Field, and they blinked, wondering what happened on that play. It was a game-ending triple play off the bat of Jeff Francoeur. One on and two out. Sacco Jr. has singled and walked tonight. And he takes outside for ball one. That's the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question for the night. A 1-0. And Sacco fouls it back out of play. Shout out as well for Mary DiBernardo tuning in as well on the Cyclones Radio Network. Two of our loyal Cyclone fans. Always tuning in, whether it be at home or on the road. Throw back to first, and Deming in standing up. Brooklyn a 6-4 lead, one on, two out, bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn a five-run fifth to jump in front. The lefty's 1-1, and Sacco takes outside. And the count 2-1. De La Cruz up over 90 pitches tonight. I think Brooklyn trying to find a way to weasel him through his six innings. But there is plenty of action down the left field line for the Clones. 2-1. On the outside corner, a strike. It's 2-2. Get you a look around the Mets affiliates in the top of the inning. Deming the man at first with two down. The 2-2 from Felipe. Throwback to first, and just back in time is Deming. De La Cruz, a beautiful pickoff move there. Almost fooled me. But not enough to fool Deming, who gets back. The 2-2 outside and the count full. Michael Sandel, the left fielder. Righty batter waiting on deck. You'd imagine they'd bring in the right-hander to face Sandel if De La Cruz loses him here. The 3-2, he does not lose him. Sacco loses the ball as he swings and misses at the changeup down to end the inning. That's the last pitch thrown by Felipe De La Cruz in his Cyclones debut. Able to buoy that three-run third inning for six strong frames, and at least for the time being, will depart with the lead. No runs, no hits, one left on a walk at the end of six. 6-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the seventh inning, Brooklyn leading Asheville 6-4. Luis Angel Rodriguez back to the mound for the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn 6 runs, 6 hits, an error. They have left 5. Asheville 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have stranded 3 so far tonight. Ryan Clifford, Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra. 3 scheduled to bat for Brooklyn in the frame. Clifford has walked in all 3 trips tonight. And he takes a called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Lefties, 1 strike, pitch outside. And the count even at 1-1. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here on this Wednesday. Starting with the big league club. The 1-1, and Clifford out in front of the off-speed, fouls it up the first base line. It's 1-2. Mets trailing Atlanta 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Marcell Ozuna, an RBI single in the first. Charlie Morton against Jose Quintana as Clifford fouls the 1-2 out of play. Off the end of the bat to the left, it stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Charlie Morton has yet to allow a base hit tonight. 4 1/3. Innings of spotless ball, only base runner he's allowed on a hit by pitch. As Clifford takes low, it's 2-2. He struck out 9 of the 14 Mets he's faced tonight. Lefty offers. Clifford breaks his bat and strong enough to fight it into center field for his first hit of the game. Cliff on base for the fourth time tonight. 3 walks and a single. And for the third straight frame, Brooklyn has the leadoff man aboard. 1 on, nobody out for Alex Ramirez, 2-for-3. An RBI double, an RBI single off the right field fence tonight. Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, Francisco Alvarez joining Quintana as the former Cyclones in the big league lineup tonight. Triple-A Syracuse played an afternoon game at home against Buffalo. Game was tied at 2 entering the fourth. Buffalo scored the final 12 runs in that game and went on to win 14-2. Ramirez takes the slider down and in. It's 1-0. Luke Ritter hit a 2-run home run, his 13th at the AAA level. Wasn't the best start for Justin Jarvis. Gave up 5 runs in 3 2/3. But only 2 of those 5 runs were earned. So Ramirez takes a strike. It's 1-1. Jarvis coming over from Milwaukee at the deadline in a trade that sent Mark Canna to Wisconsin. The 1-1. Ramirez, soft ground ball to third, could be two on his second for one. Relay back to first, in time, double play. So Alex Ramirez grounds into his second double play tonight and his third in the first two games of this series. And just like that, the leadoff single erased. Two out for Stanley Consuegra, who hit the go-ahead two-run home run to left to set the franchise all-time record last time up in the fifth. Double A Binghamton going to the bottom of the fifth inning in New Hampshire. Also against a Blue Jays affiliate. They lead that one 3-0. Mateo Gil with an RBI. As Consuegra, a little dribbler, stays fair and then picked up in foul ground by just a smidge by Garcia about a quarter of the way up the first base line. It was a good move by Garcia to try and make a play on that ball. It was just about a half second too late to get there. But Luis Angel Acuna, Drew Gilbert, each with RBIs in that game for Binghamton. JT Schwartz, Rowdy Jordan, Mateo Gil, Hayden Singer, Jalen Palmer, the former Cyclones in the lineup tonight. Tyler Stewart, four innings of two-hit shutout ball. Former Cyclone was a great pitching matchup. Ricky Tiedemann made the start for New Hampshire. He's one of the top 100 prospects in baseball. The 0-1 low. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Bases empty, two out, top of the seventh. Brooklyn leading Asheville 6-4. Only other game in the organization tonight was suspended in the top of the second inning due to weather. St. Lucie and Dunedin were scoreless. The 1-1, Consuegra rolls one softly to the right side. To his left, the second baseman Borden throws him out at first. And Rodriguez faces the minimum in the seventh. No runs, a hit, nobody left on the double play. At the end of 6.5, time to get up and stretch from North Carolina. 6-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Pitching change driven by Bicol Auto Mall. This is at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. Felipe De La Cruz done after six innings tonight. Gives way to the right-hander Benito Garcia. Garcia standing at 6 feet tall, 165 pounds. 23 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Michael Sandel, John Garcia, Zach Cole, 8-9 and 1 due up. And Garcia's first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Final line for Felipe De La Cruz in his Cyclones debut, a quality start. Six innings, that ties a career high. Four runs, only three earned on five hits. Four walks, six Ks. As Sandel can't hit the two-seam fastball, it's 0-2. De La Cruz, 49 pitches, 51 strikes. Leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. The 0-2. The slider popped up. Shallow right field. Out is the second baseman, Smith. An And on the right field, Grass makes the two-handed grab for the first out of the seventh. Benito, guy who's bounced back and forth between here and St. Lucie. At least in the early going this year, since early June, he has been a fixture in Brooklyn. Last pitched against Hudson Valley on Saturday, went 3 1/3 innings, one run on one hit, struck out five. Garcia's one for one, has walked, doubled, and brought in a run. And he swings and misses at the first pitch, breaking ball. It's no balls and a strike. Garcia, his 18th appearance, 16th out of the bullpen for Brooklyn, 1-1, a 1.5 ERA. Does have one save, 18 hits in 30 innings. As there's a knee-high strike, it's 0-2. Four walks, 29 strikeouts for Benito. Sets with a cross step towards third. The 0-2 pitch, and Garcia taps one off the end of the bat, shallow right field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Consuegra. Now that'll hold Garcia to first. His second hit of the night, third time he's been on base. And the Tourists have a one-out base runner in the seventh. Back to the top of the order in Zach Cole. One for two as singled, walked, and flied out to center. He's also scored a run and stolen a base tonight. Take a look around the majors on this Wednesday evening. Garcia from the belt. And the first pitch, fastball inside. It's 1-0. Cardinals beat the Pirates earlier this afternoon in Pittsburgh 6-4. Key Brian Hayes, a solo shot, his ninth for the Pirates. 1-0. This one charged in the air to center. Back goes Ramirez. Stops on the warning track in front of the 373 marker. Makes the catch for the second out. Cole gave it a ride, but just missed squaring it up. And so one on and two out for the designated hitter Miguel Palma after a five-hit night yesterday. 0-for-3 today, has reached on an error that allowed two runs to score and struck out. He is 0-for-3. Cubs beat the Tigers at Comerica Park 6-4. Cubs a run in the eighth to take the lead. Gary Carpenter a grand slam in that one for Detroit, his 20th. The first pitch slider misses high and tight. And the count 1-0 on Palma. White Sox walked off the Mariners 5-4-10. Tim Anderson stole third, scored on a throwing error to win it. In the bottom of the 10th inning, 1-0. Swing and a miss. Change up down. It's a ball and a strike. Mariners scored three in the ninth to take a 4-3 lead, but the White Sox tied it in the bottom of the ninth and then won it in the 10th. Trace Thompson, a two-run home run, is sixth of the year. As that one low. And the count 2-1 on Palma. Brewers also walked off the Twins today in 10-8-7. Twins took the lead at the top of the 10th. Brewers two runs in the bottom of the inning to win it. The 2-1. This one fisted in a shallow center and a nice leaping grab by Williams. Had a reach back over his head. And on the center field grass, the 19-year-old shortstop makes the catch to retire the side. No runs, one hit, one left at the end of 7. 6-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays.
For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the eighth, Brooklyn leading Asheville 6-4. Luis Anel Rodriguez back to the mound for the Tourists. William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, Drake Osborne rescheduled to bat in the inning. Asheville's mascot walking by on the concourse in between the upper and lower seating bowls. Kind of reminds me of OG Mr. Met. Mr. Moon, Tourists logo, sunglass wearing Moon. That's who Mr. Moon is behind home plate. Sort of looks like a big styrofoam ball for the mascot head as William Lugo takes low 1-0. Not a knock, just an observation. Lugo fouls it back, it's 1-1. Lugo 0-3 tonight. Ground out to short his last time in the fifth inning. Rodriguez on for his third full inning of relief as Lugo gets jammed but fights it off through the right side for a base hit. In the hole between first and second, first hit of the series for Lugo. Once again, Brooklyn has put the leadoff man on. They've done so in every inning since the fifth. So make that four straight frames. DeAndre Smith, the batter, 1-3 with a double. Struck out looking twice tonight. Continuing our look around the majors, we mentioned the Brewers beat the Twins 8-7-10. As Smith takes a strike, it's 0-1. Willie Adames tied it in the 10th with a single. Bryce Turang had the walk-off single. William Contreras, Willie Adames, Tyrone Taylor with home runs for the Brewers. That sails up and away, it's 1-1. Royce Lewis, Michael A. Taylor, Kyle Farmer went deep for Minnesota. The 1-1, and that hit him. Didn't catch DeAndre by much. It may have hit the catcher Garcia worse than it hit Smith. It grazed DeAndre on the way by. Smith is unfazed, but Garcia is holding right above his left hip by his torso. So the first two are on for Brooklyn in the eighth. Second time they've done that against Rodriguez, but Luis has yet to give up a run tonight. We'll see if Drake Osborne can turn the tide for the Brooklyn offense. Osborne 0-2 with a walk. Was erased on a line drive double play against Rodriguez last time in the sixth. Lefty down by the belt. Now kicks and offers. And Osborne takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Royals shut out the A's this afternoon in Oakland 4-0. Dairon Blanco and Bobby Witt Jr. each with home runs. Four different Royal pitchers combining on a two-hit shutout. As that buried down and in. Nice sliding stop by Garcia to his left. And the count 1-1. Cole Reagans, Taylor Clark, Jackson Coar, and Carlos Hernandez combining on the two-hitter there. Giants beat the Phillies 8-6-10 tonight. Giants scored three in the top of the 10th after the Phillies tied it with three in the bottom of the ninth. 1-1, and the dirt ball kicks to the left of the catcher. Way away from first base as Smith has to get back to the bag and just barely does in the nick of time. Ryan Wroblewski contests the call by the base umpire, Stephen Craze. The ball kicked to the left of Garcia. right around the edge of the batter's circle. Lugo went about a quarter of the way to third and headed back. Smith went a little more than a third of the way to second, was going back at about a medium pace, and then had to turn on the jets the final couple of strides to avoid being tagged out by Wroblewski. So 2-1 on Drake. With 2-1, nobody out in Brooklyn, up by 2 in the 8th. 2-1. Outside, it's 3 balls and a strike. Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper with home runs. Harper at the game-tying 3-run shot in the 9th. Wilmer Flores, the former Cyclone. And Paul DeJong went deep for the Giants. DeJong, a home run in his first game as a Giant. He's had a weird couple of weeks. Was traded by the Cardinals to the Blue Jays at the deadline. And then after Bo Bichette was reinstated off the IL last week, the Blue Jays designated DeJong for assignment. And the Giants signed him the other day to a big league contract. 3-1. Osborne swings and misses at ball 4. Chase the changeup down. Good pitch from Rodriguez. It's full 3-2. The Giants, the top of the 10th inning today, put that game out of reach. 3-2 on Osborne. The lefty fires, and Drake pulls it deep down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. That's off the fence on a hop. One run is in. Smith on his way to third, on his way to second with a TD Bank double is Drake Osborne. Drake Osborne, his first base hit of the series, is an RBI double, and Brooklyn's lead is 3-7-4 in the 8th. 105.5 miles an hour off the bat. One hop off the base of the left field wall. For Drake, that is 8th double and 29th RBI. And Brooklyn threatening to add more. They still have 2nd and 3rd and nobody out. Infield comes in for Asheville as Ryland Thomas steps in. Ryland has walked in all 3 trips tonight. And he pulls it foul up the first base line. It's 0-1. Paul DeJong had the go-ahead 2-run single in the 10th and put the Giants ahead for good, making his acquaintance with the fans in San Francisco beautifully. The 0-1 as Thomas rolls over on 1 to first. Runner breaks for the plate. The throw home by Wroblewski is not in time. DeAndre Smith slid head first underneath the tag by Garcia. Everybody's safe, and Brooklyn leads it 8-4. A chorus of boos from the hometown crowd here in Asheville. But not a whole lot of arguing from either Wroblewski or Garcia. It certainly looked from our vantage point. And DeAndre got in there underneath the tag. Was a strong throw by Wroblewski, an accurate one. It was just about a millisecond too late. So a fielder's choice and an RBI for Ryland Thomas. For Ryland, that'll be his 15th RBI of the year. Men at the corners, and there's still nobody out. Joe Williams 1-for-3, a walk and a single, lined into a double play his last time. Rodriguez throws to first, and back in standing is Thomas. Reds and Angels playing a doubleheader today. Reds rallying from 3 runs down to defeat the Angels 9-4. Ellie De La Cruz, a 3-run home run, is 11th. As that pitch down and in to Williams, 1-0, Ellie became the fastest player in Major League history, breaking the mark set by Barry Bonds. Fastest player in big league history to reach 20 stolen bases and 10 home runs. 1-0. High, it's 2-0. Rodriguez up near 50 pitches. No action right now in Asheville's right field bullpen. But that story with Ellie De La Cruz, man. I had a chance to work with him a couple of years ago. Shohei Ohtani, a 2-run home run, is 44th in game 1. Started that game, left after an inning in a 3rd with arm fatigue. As Williams takes a strike, it's 2-1. We wish the best to Shohei. They had a starter ready just in case. Tyler Anderson came on through 4 2/3 after Ohtani departed. So you would have to imagine the Angels knew something might happen, and they were prepared for it, but could not walk away victorious. 2-1 down the right field line, curling foul, and it's even at 2-2. De La Cruz, a guy who signed for about $60,000 out of the Dominican. No one knew who he was when he made it to full season ball in 2021, and now he just surpassed Barry Bonds for something no one else in Major League Baseball history has done. 2-2, inside and low, and the count full. Rodriguez up over or nearing the 20-pitch plateau here in the eighth. Next one will be his 20. Osborne at third, Thomas at first, nobody out. Brooklyn leads 8-4 in the eighth as time called. Game two will get underway at 9:38. Lyon Richardson, the rookie, to make his second big league start against the lefty Reed Detmers. Runner goes from first, the payoff pitch, line over the head of the third baseman Deming into left field, a base hit. On his way to third is Thomas. He's going to make it there standing. Throw comes into second. It's an RBI single for Jet Williams, and Brooklyn's hung a three spot on the board in the eighth. It's 9-4. Not going to be the hardest ball Jet Williams will hit all year, but effective nonetheless. Last time was robbed of a base hit on a line drive down by the ankles of the second baseman Borden, who turned it into a double play. And this time Williams, with the man in motion from first, able to flick it over the head of the leaping third baseman Deming. And Brooklyn has sent five men to the plate here in the eighth inning, and all have reached base safely. Sean Buchanan, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to have a talk. No throwing it down the right field line for Asheville, but a lot of stirring going on down there as we speak. Padres shut out the Marlins earlier today, 4-0. Xander Bogaerts, a two-run home run, his 14th of the year. It's a wild game. Roger Suarez. They came into the ballgame. Robert Suarez came into the ballgame for San Diego and was immediately tossed before he threw a pitch because of the foreign substance rule. And now he's subject to a 10-game suspension. Kevin Parada 1-for-4 with a two-run double tonight. And a throw back to first, and Williams in standing. But former Cyclone Seth Lugo, Stephen Wilson, Tom Cosgrove, and Josh Hader combining on the four-hit shutout for the Friars. As Parada out in front of the off-speed, it's 0-1. Everything else in progress in the big leagues. Top of the ninth, Rockies leading the Rays 5-4. Elias Diaz, his 13th home run of the year, as Parada hammers it deep and foul out beyond the Asheville right field bullpen. It's 0-2. Randy Arozarena, Isak Paredes, each with solo home runs for Tampa Bay. The 0-2, and Parada swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the offering, down and in at 89. And there's the first out of the eighth. For Rodriguez, that is second strikeout of the day. Runners at the corners, one out for Ryan Clifford. Clifford has reached base four times tonight, three walks and a single. Picked up a base hit to lead off the seventh, was erased on a double play. Three runs in, then at the corners, and a throw back to first, and again Jet retreats standing up. Bottom of the sixth in Baltimore, Orioles up 2-0 on the Blue Jays. Anthony Santander, solo home run, is 22nd. Dean Kramer against Kevin Gausman, as Clifford takes inside for ball one. Top of the seventh in the Bronx, Yankees a 6-0 lead on the Nationals. Aaron Judge, a pair of home runs, including a grand slam. He's brought in five of the Yankees' six runs tonight. As Clifford takes a strike, and the count evens at 1-1. Luis Severino, 6 2/3 innings of one-hit shutout ball. Everson Pereira picking up the first RBI in his big league career for New York. 1-1. And Clifford Did he get hit? No, it hit off the knob of his bat before it rolled to the brick wall behind home plate. It's 0-2. Or 1-2, rather, on Cliff. Top of the third in Cleveland. Dodgers a 3-1 lead on the Guardians. Jose Ramirez's 19th home run for Cleveland. 1-2. And Clifford goes fishing for the breaking ball, strike three. So after the first five reached against him to start the eighth, back-to-back strikeouts from Rodriguez. And now Alex Ramirez, the eighth man to bat in the eighth. It's 2-for-4 with a double, a single, and a pair of RBIs. Grounded into a double play last inning. Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. Xavion Curry for the Guardians tonight. The lefty fires. And Ramirez laid on the fastball up. And the count 0-1. Mets have broken up the no-hit bid from Charlie Morton. DJ Stewart with a double. The Braves still a 1-0 lead going to the bottom of the sixth in Atlanta. Charlie Morton against Jose Quintana. And top of the third, Astros a 3-2 lead on the Red Sox. Martin Maldonado, a two-run home run, is 10th. Jose Urquidy against Chris Sale. Former tourist Willier Abreu played here in 2021, making his major league debut tonight as Ramirez, a ground ball, softly hit to short. Flipped by Sacco to the second baseman, board and covering. And the side retired. But Brooklyn erupts for three runs in the inning on the strength of three hits and two men left to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn 9 and Asheville 4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Ryan Wroblewski, Tim Borden the second, Tyler Whitaker the three due up against Benito Garcia, who had a harmless seventh inning. This one rocketed to left center field on the move. Ramirez, and he'll have to play it on a hop, or did he catch it? He caught it to end for the first out of the inning. Neither umpire raised their arm to say whether or not that ball was caught. Hard to tell with the lights in the twilight or evening sky here on that sinking fly ball off the bat of Wroblewski. So one away on one pitch to start the eighth. And now Tim Borden, the second, takes a call. Strike, it's 0-1. Have to shout out again our good friend Robert Anderson. Haven't been checking some DMs, but he got the correct answer once again. Jeff Rancourt. As this one powered out to right center field. Back into his right, Consuegra away back, and that one is off the top of the fence. On his way to second is Borden, and he's there standing with a leadoff double. Sent one out towards that short porch in right. banged it off the top of the right field fence. And Borden picks up a two-base hit to start a rally for Asheville. 13th double of the year for Borden. Brings up Tyler Whitaker 0-for-3. But Robert nailed our Coney Combos trivia question answer earlier in the night. So shout out to Robert. Apologize we missed your answer there. Garcia sets by the belt. Cross step towards third. And the first pitch slider is strike. It's 0-1. Give you our look around the majors. Hope you're having a wonderful night wherever you may be. Bottom of the eighth, Brooklyn up by 5, the 0-1. This one shuffled down the right field line, out of play. And it's no balls and two strikes. Good news if you're a Cyclones fan. The good news and the bad news, Wilmington has come storming back. In that game against Jersey Shore, but the Blue Claw scored 4 in the top of the ninth and now lead that game 10-9. The 0-2. Hit on the ground, a short runner breaks for third. Williams doesn't look there. Low throw to first, but Clifford picks it up on a good stretch. Borden over to third base with two out. Brings up the third baseman, Austin Deming, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk. Wilmington will try and rally in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn hoping for a Blue Rock victory. Entered play today, a game back of Jersey Shore in the division. First pitch to Deming, and he's tied up with a fastball inside. And the count 0-1. Top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn has come from 3 runs down to lead this one 9-4. The 0-1. A beautiful off-speed delivery down. Bottom just fell out of that pitch. It's 0-2. Brooklyn will have 5, 6, and 7 due up in the ninth. Here's the 0-2, and he got him swinging. Change up down and in, and Garcia works around the one-out double to strand a man at third in the eighth. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of eight, it's 9-4 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Funday information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Angel Rodriguez back to the mound, top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn a 9-4 lead. Cyclones 9 runs, 10 hits, an error. They have left 7. Asheville 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Stanley Consuegra set the franchise record for career home runs earlier tonight. That's the difference in this game right now. The 2-run home run in the fifth put Brooklyn in front 6-4. They've led ever since. It's his only hit tonight, 1-for-4. And he fouls the first pitch he sees from Rodriguez back to the screen. And the count 0-1. Series continues here tomorrow night. Another 6:35 scheduled first pitch. Valente Bayoso will get the ball for Asheville as Consuegra reaches and skies one in the air left center field. Over to his left is Sandel. And he'll make the catch in the gap for the first out of the ninth inning. Brings up William Lugo, 1-for-4, singled and scored last inning. Abeyozo, 3-3, a 5.92 ERA. He'll go up against the righty, Jawilmy Ramirez. 1-1, a 4.05 earned run average. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:20 Eastern Time. As William Lugo takes low. And the count 1-0. Lefty kicks and delivers. Lugo gets jammed towards the first base seats. It's even at a ball and a strike. Been a lot going on in minor league baseball lately. A lot of big roster moves happened over the weekend. And it's going to be really interesting to see how they end up. As Lugo takes a strike, it's 1-2. I'm simultaneously thrilled and upset. Dylan Cruz, the number two pick in this year's draft, bypassing Wilmington altogether in the South Atlantic League. Blue Rocks come to town final week of the regular season as Lugo takes low. It's 2-2. But Cruz was sent immediately from Fredericksburg to Double-A Harrisburg in the Nationals org. 2-2, and Lugo out in front of the changeup for strike three. So Rodriguez picks up his fourth strikeout. Two out of the ninth for DeAndre Smith. 1-for-3, but hit by a pitch. Doubled and scored a run today. But Paul Skeens, who made a couple of starts last week with single-A Bradenton, also bypassing the South Atlantic League in its entirety. Jumped right over Greensboro to double-A Altoona. Expected to make his debut sometime this week. As Smith takes high 1-0. But probably the most surprising out of all the promotions over the weekend, as Smith takes outside 2-0, was the Padres sending 17-year-old catcher Ethan Salas from high A Fort Wayne to double A San Antonio. Smith takes low 3-0. 17 years old. And his numbers at Fort Wayne weren't particularly earth-shattering. As a matter of fact, you can argue that they weren't great at all. As Smith takes a strike, it's 3-1, had an OPS of 472. And you wonder a little bit, maybe the Padres pushing him a little bit too hard and too far. The 3-1 high ball, 4. And DeAndre on base for the third time tonight as he works a two-out walk. 1-on, 2-down for Drake Osborne. Has walked and provided an RBI double last inning. Also came around to score. But the Padres GM, A.J. Preller, said he is obviously very advanced for his age. But their philosophy is they want to put people around better players. As Osborne jammed down the right field line, that one's going to dunk in there for a base hit. Going first to third is Smith. He'll hold up there. Second hit tonight for Drake Osborne. And after the two-out walk, Brooklyn with men at the corners and two down to the ninth for the nine-hitter Rylan Thomas. Thomas 0-for-1. Reached on a fielder's choice last inning that he was safe on, and so is the runner trying to score, credited with an RBI. And they want sort of this core group of minor leaguers to gel and develop together as Thomas takes inside 1-0. And part of the reason they have challenged him with that promotion to double-A is they say he is hungry for the challenges, has a great work ethic that complements his tremendous skill level. As Thomas takes inside, it's 2-0. And they think you combine all of that together and that's what has earned him an opportunity. And the Padres have shown no qualms about putting Salas into unusual spots for a teenager. And that pitch outside, 3-0. Signed only this offseason at the age of 16, and he was playing in big league spring training games earlier this year when he was still 16 years old. Believed to be the youngest player at the double-A level in close to 10 years since at least 2014. As Thomas takes a strike, it's 3-1. But I think part of the reason why they have sent him up, double-A San Antonio ticketed for the postseason, won the first half crown in the Texas League. 3-1, outside ball 4, and Thomas has worked his fourth walk of the night. Brooklyn offensively has earned 10 walks tonight. Seven of them have come between Ryland Thomas and Ryan Clifford. So the bases are loaded now with two out. And back to the top of the order in Jet the Met Williams. Jet 2 for 4, a couple of singles, a walk, a stolen base, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Lefty comes home. And Williams takes a called strike one. But the Padres sending their number 3, 10, 11, and 12th prospect up to Double-A along with Salas, who is their number 1. The 0-1. And Williams skies it in the air to right. Back into his left. Whitaker at the warning track has to look up and played off the fence. One run is in. Here comes Ryland Thomas to the plate as the third run, and he'll score in sliding feet first. Jet Williams banks one off the Ingles signage down the right field line. And with two outs, everybody off on contact, and all three come across to score. It's a 3-run TD Bank double for Jet Williams. He's got 4 RBIs tonight. He now has 13. With the Brooklyn Cyclones in just 20 games. And the Cyclones take a 12-4 lead. And that'll be all for Luis Angel Rodriguez tonight. Nate Shaver out of the first base dugout to make a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. A double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Brooklyn, after being held off the scoreboard in the latter 4 innings last night, they've scored 6 in the 8th and 9th combined today. We head to continue on here at the top of the 9th. Man at second, 2 out. Brooklyn leads by 8, 12-4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander, Franny Kobos. First pitch to Kevin Parada. Misses down and away for ball one. Parada 1 for 5 with a 2-run double. And he swings and misses at a high fastball. It's 1-1. Brooklyn, really their comeback started with that double by Parada. They did a 4-3 game, and then Brooklyn added 3 more in the inning to take the lead as Parada swings and misses. And the count 1-2. Williams at second with 2 out. At the belt, the 1-2 from Kobos. Outside with a fastball. Even at 2-2, Kobos 5'9", 195. 22 years old from Morón Ciego de Avila, Cuba.
Brooklyn, three runs in the frame on two hits. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got Parada to chase for a strike three. And the side retired. But Brooklyn scores three more runs on two hits. A man left. A big blow. A bases clearing. Three-run double by Jet Williams. To the bottom of the ninth, Brooklyn an eight-run lead. 12-4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Inning. Brooklyn trying to close out a victory to even up this series. They lead it 12-4. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Unfortunately, Brooklyn trying to win tonight to keep pace with Jersey Shore as they hung on to defeat Wilmington tonight 10-9 down in Delaware. So Brooklyn at best can remain a game back in the division standings. Greensboro, who is a game and a half behind Brooklyn for second right now, leading Rome 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Asheville in the ninth. Sacco Jr., Sandel, and Garcia. Sacco Jr. has singled, walked, and struck out tonight, 1-2. That's on the left-hand side, and he's out in front of the changeup. It's 0-1. Brooklyn 12 runs on 12 hits tonight. An error and eight men left. Asheville, four on seven hits, no errors. They've stranded five, the 0-1. And Garcia drops another one in for a strike. It's 0-2. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game three in this series tomorrow night. As Sacco takes down and away, a ball and two strikes. Well, Brooklyn squandered a five-run lead last week against Hudson Valley. Then fell behind on Friday night before rallying to come back and win. Sacco hits this one on the ground. Too far away from first is Clifford. And the throw to first by Smith sails way offline as he tried to get it over to Garcia, racing over to cover the bag. So a rare mistake by Ryan Clifford over at first base. And that allows Sacco to reach. And Asheville has a man on to start the bottom of the ninth inning. Tough to give Clifford an error on that play. Probably is going to end up as a tough luck error on DeAndre Smith. Tried to lead the pitcher Garcia with Clifford ranging too far to his right. And just could not put it in a good spot. As Michael Sandel takes low. And the count 1-0. Sandel 1-3 with a base hit and a run scored tonight. Now Brooklyn, after squandering a seven-run lead yesterday, fell behind 4-1 tonight and now lead by eight. Sandel fouls it back. It's 1-1. And as we said in the pregame show, this is all a credit to what kind of environment Chris Newell and his coaching and support staff have orchestrated on Coney Island this year. The 1-1 off the hands. And back to the screen, it's 1-2. As we said on the pregame show, if you were around the team bus on the way to the ballpark today, around the cage during batting practice, or even in the hotel lobby earlier this morning and afternoon, you would have never known this team blew a 7-run lead last night. A 1-2 pitch outside, it's 2-2. Not in the sense that they didn't care, but more in the sense that it's out of their control now. It's in the past. They can only focus on what's ahead. And the ability to have a quick memory and a short memory has done this team wonders. Sandel skies one to left. Thomas to his right. And he'll make the catch coming in a few steps for the first out of the ninth inning. One down for John Garcia. He's had himself a nice ball game, has reached base three times. A walk, a double, a single, and an RBI. Has also scored a run in this one. Single to right, his last at bat in the seventh. They may not ultimately end up in a postseason berth for Brooklyn. I'll tell you what, the mindset that this coaching staff has instilled in these players and do them wonders as they move up to Binghamton, Syracuse, and ultimately the Mets. As Garcia takes high 1-0. The righty delivers. That drops in for a strike. It's 1-1. And part of the reason I feel like Chris Newell has been such an excellent manager this year, he has basically held every job there is to hold in baseball, especially on the coaching side. This hit on the ground, a third. Looking at second, Lugo only played a first. And that's where we'll get the out as the Cyclones now an out away from victory. But long before he was ever a coach, he was a scout. So he knows what the scouts are looking for here in the minor league level. He also played Wow, this is a bizarre one. I had to look over at Doug Maurer, the voice of the Asheville Tourist, to understand this one. So Garcia did not step off the rubber. He threw the ball towards the dugout, wanted a new baseball. And the ball went into the dugout, so Tommy Sacco Jr. gets two bases and scores. It'll be an error on Garcia that allows the run to score. But a bizarre instance, just something you don't see very often. I've only seen it happen once before. It was last year in the Florida State League. One of our pitchers for the Daytona Tortugas did exactly what Benito Garcia just did. Thankfully for Brooklyn, it's a 7-run game now, 12-5. Not exactly like that run's going to cause any sort of headaches, especially with Brooklyn needing only one more out to get. Chris Newell, an animated discussion with a home plate umpire, Christian Argueza, but maybe trying to argue that Garcia was off the rubber potentially. I don't know, but Doug Maurer, my colleague to my right, nailed it right on the head. Garcia just never stepped off the rubber and flipped the ball out of play, wanting to get a new baseball. And unfortunately, it was still a live ball, so ball goes out of play. And Zach Cole comes to bat with the bases empty. The first pitch misses down and in. And the count 1-0. So a rare mental mistake by Benito. 1-0. Outside and high, it's two balls and no strikes. Cole 1-for-3, a single and a walk. Line out to center, last trip in the seventh. Brooklyn still leading by 7, 12-5. The 2-0. High, and it's 3-0. I wonder if maybe that play, maybe causing Garcia a little bit more stress than he would have liked. 3-0 pitch is at the knees, and the count 3-1. Newell is a scout. obviously played growing up and into his adult years as well. He's also a rehab coordinator down in Port St. Lucie. This one pulled on the ground. Nice pick by Clifford. Throws towards Garcia, racing over to cover the bag, and it's late. Really well done defensive play all around by Brooklyn there. Clifford, I didn't think he was going to get to that ball. Ranged nicely to his right to pick it. And Garcia just couldn't get there in time. Cole runs well. That'll be an infield base hit for the Asheville center fielder. And one on, two out, run in. Now Victor Ramos out of the third base dugout to have a chat with Benito. Can't knock anything that happened there. Clifford, a nice play to his right to get to it. Garcia racing over to cover, but just couldn't get there in time. Clifford did a nice job to lead Benito. So the game continues. One on, two out for Miguel Palma. The DH 0 for 4 has reached on an error tonight. Popped up to short in his last at-bat. Arguesa out to the mound to break up the mound meeting. Only knock here is Garcia throwing extra pitches that Brooklyn didn't anticipate him to have to make. So here is Palma to try and keep the game alive for Asheville. And the first pitch buzzes him by his chin. And the count 1-0. Two-seam fastball that time from Garcia that got away from him. Clifford not holding on the runner Cole at first. 1-0. And this one hit sharply on the ground at third. Lugo looks to second, gets the force there, and you can celebrate a come-from-behind Cyclones victory. Brooklyn, after squandering a 7-run lead last night, fell behind 4-1 through four innings today. But Brooklyn a 5-run fifth and three more in the eighth and ninth respectively, as the Cyclones get back in the win column, dust themselves off the mat, and remain a game back at Jersey Shore in the north. Your final score tonight in nine, the Brooklyn Cyclones 12 and the Asheville Tourists 5. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Don't go anywhere on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Back here in Asheville, North Carolina, for the happy recap. 5 of the 9 o'clock hour, Cyclones rally from a 4-1 deficit. They defeat the Tourists tonight by a final of a 12-5 with the win. Brooklyn improving to 29-21 in the half. 57-58 overall. Asheville with the loss, dropping to 20-30 in the half. Brooklyn, or rather now the Tourists, 46 and 65 overall. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Felipe De La Cruz making his Cyclones debut, his high A debut tonight, going up against the right-hander Dalen Miley. And Brooklyn, for the second straight day, started quickly. Jet Williams led off the ball game with a five-pitch walk, stole second. And after Kevin Parada popped up to first, Ryan Clifford walked. And then a wild pitch brought Williams over to third base. Clifford stayed put at first. Then on an 0-1 delivery, Alex Ramirez into high drive to right field that clanged off the fence. Jet Williams scored. Clifford was thrown out trying to score from first base. And, or rather, Clifford held up at third. And Brooklyn had a 1-0 advantage. Consuegra flied out to center. William Lugo struck out to end that rally. And then Asheville got to work offensively in the bottom of the third. Michael Sandel singled to center to start the inning, and then John Garcia worked to walk, as did Zach Cole. So bases were loaded and nobody out. Miguel Palma hit a ground ball to third base that got underneath the backhanded try of William Lugo and rolled into left field. Two runs scored, and Asheville had a 2-1 lead. Ryan Wroblewski then popped out to second before Tim Borden lined a single to left to bring home another tally to give Asheville a 3-1 lead. In the fourth inning, it became a 4-1 game with one out. Tommy Sacco Jr. walked, and after Michael Sandel flied out to left, John Garcia doubled off the right field fence. Sacco scored all the way from first. Garcia thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. But Brooklyn trailed 4-1 after four. But in the top half of the fifth inning, Brooklyn took the lead for good. Ryland Thomas walked. Jet Williams singled to right. And then a wild pitch moved the runners to second and third. Kevin Parada then scooped a double down the left field line. His first base hit, his first RBI since returning off the IL, pulled Brooklyn within one, made it 4-3. After Ryan Clifford walked, Alex Ramirez singled high atop that right field fence. Parada scored to tie the game, but Ryan Clifford thrown out trying to score from first, and that kept the game tied at four. Ramirez was still at first base. So a man at first, one out, game tied, and then Stanley Consuegra came to the plate. And on the fourth pitch he saw, he deposited a two-run home run over the left field fence. That home run is team-leading, 18th of the year, and broke the franchise all-time record. Tied Francisco Alvarez last night. He surpassed him today, his 23rd career Cyclones home run. That two-run shot that put Brooklyn in front. Our Howell's Potato Chips play the game. Howell's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. So Brooklyn led at 6-4 after five, and then the Cyclones in the eighth really put the game out of reach. William Lugo led off the inning with a single to right, then moved to second when DeAndre Smith was plunked. Drake Osborne doubled to left, brought home a tally, made it 7-4. Then Ryland Thomas hit a ground ball to first base. Wroblewski threw home. It was a good, strong, accurate throw, but DeAndre Smith slid underneath the tag. He was safe on the fielder's choice, made an 8-4 contest. Ryland Thomas then dunked a single over the leaping glove of the third baseman for an RBI single to give Brooklyn a 9-4 lead in the top of the ninth. Brooklyn really put the game to bed with two out. DeAndre Smith walked, Drake Osborne singled. Smith went first to third, then Ryland Thomas walked to load the bases before Jet Williams peppered a three-run double off the right field wall. Gave him a four RBI night tonight and put Brooklyn in front 12-4. Asheville did score a run on a throwing error by Benito Garcia in the bottom of the ninth, as the Cyclones win it this evening by a final of 12-5. Winning pitcher Felipe De La Cruz, he picks up the victory in his Cyclones debut. Six innings, four runs, three earned on five hits, four walks, and six strikeouts. The loss to Max Roberts, he drops to 6-4, gave up two runs on two hits in an inning, walked one and struck out one. The save to Benito Garcia picks up his second, went three innings, one unearned run on three hits, no walks, and a strikeout tonight. Final line score, Brooklyn 12 runs, 12 hits, three errors, they left eight. Asheville 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, they left 6. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 51 minutes, in front of a crowd of 1,950 here at McCormick Field. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say goodbye on this Wednesday night. Starting in the South Atlantic League, a couple of games still in progress. Bottom of the ninth, Rome has second and third at two out. They trail Greensboro 5-4. Top of the ninth in Hudson Valley, Ironbirds have the go-ahead run at second base and one out. They're tied with the Renegades at two. Everything else in the league, actually one other game still going. Bottom of the sixth in Kentucky, Bowling Green leading Winston-Salem 8-2. Everything else has gone final. Jersey Shore holds off Wilmington 10-9, so Brooklyn still a game back in the north. Now with 16 left to play. And Hickory outlasts Greenville by a final of 3-2. Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Mets trailing the Braves right now 7-0. Top half of the eighth inning, Marcell Ozuna, a two-run home run, his 28th of the year. Triple-A Syracuse falling this afternoon to Buffalo. Blue Jays affiliate 14-2. Luke Ritter hitting a two-run home run in that one. Double-A Binghamton leading New Hampshire 3-0. Bottom of the eighth inning, Tyler Stewart, six innings of two-hit shutout ball, no walks, six strikeouts for him tonight. And Single-A St. Lucie had their game suspended in the top of the second and against Dunedin. With no score, they'll try and make it up tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. Both Complex League teams head off tonight. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say so long on this Wednesday evening, Cardinals beat the Pirates earlier this afternoon at PNC Park by a score of 6-4. Cubs over the Tigers 6-4. White Sox walk off the Mariners 5-4 and 10. Brewers beat the Twins in 10 at home 8-7. Bryce Turang had the game-winning walk-off single. Royals shut out the A's 4-0. Giants over the Phillies in 10, 8-6 in Philadelphia. Reds beat the Angels 9-4 earlier this afternoon. Game 2 just about to get underway of that doubleheader line. Richardson against Reed Detmers. Padres shut out the Marlins 4-0. Rays rallied to stun the Rockies 6-5 and 10. Tampa winning it on a Brandon Lau RBI single in the 10th. Bottom of the 8th, Orioles shutting out the Blue Jays 5-0. Bottom of the 8th in the Bronx, Yankees up 9-0 on the Nationals. Top of the 3rd, a game was suspended between Cleveland and L.A. Dodgers were holding a 3-1 lead. They'll try and complete that game, I would imagine, sometime tomorrow. And top of the 5th inning in Houston, Astros up 4-2 on the Red Sox. Our series continues tomorrow night. Brooklyn will try and take two in a row. It'll be the right-hander Jawilmy Ramirez to take the start. 1-1 of 4.05 ERA. He'll go against the righty Valente Bayozo. 3-3, a 5.92 ERA. Our coverage starts on the radio network 15 minutes prior to the 6:35 first pitch. So we will join you at 6:20 Eastern time tomorrow. That'll do it for us here on this Wednesday night as Brooklyn comes away with a victory. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park in Coney Island, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from McCormick Field in Asheville, North Carolina. Again, your final tally tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 12 and the Asheville Tourists 5. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. So long from the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.